much for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partner are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
In the morning
at Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Time for Crazy Ass Fridays on the Revolution in the Morning show, live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And join us, the ladies and gentlemen, for the search of truth. Greetings, everybody over here in the chatsy chat room at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Ladybug, there's Takata Dave and Azra. Memes and Lady Horse, Mitchell, Conk Girl, May Street 139. All up there in the chat room. Batsman and Pac-Woman and Jer Bear. Also in that, loaded up in there. Who else is in there? There's Pheasant Plucker too. Batsman and Comet's in there. Tremjar and Gino, Cat Dog Girl, Choppy Water, Stardust Man. There's the little mouse that roared. SJ and the Dirt Engineer too. In the Kitchen, Suri Sunflower, a Mad Painter, and Mr. Rowe. Even Popsicle Toes is there. I see Dirt just left a minute ago. Simply Red and Harry Q all in there earlier. So good morning, everybody. God bless you on this 4th of July Independence Weekend. That's right. Remember, the storms just moved through. It rained like hell last night. Almost all yesterday, most of yesterday and last night. And, well, it's all going to clear out. One of the few times here we have a sunny and clear 4th of July. So it's going to be hot, though. So, ladies and gentlemen, join us for the truth where here in the world, the media has become the fifth column against the American people. They have been captured by propagandists, the mockingbird media, the corporate prostitutes. Their lies are transforming America, and not in a good way. The media today has become a threat to freedom, a threat to justice that we see everywhere. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining me here this morning. Let me get over here to my news bank. Of course, it's the 4th of July. I would tell everybody who's going to play with fireworks, they can blow your hands off. They can blow your fingers off. They can blow trucks up. Yes, if you haven't heard, fireworks are dangerous. Really, they are. Really nothing to play with. You know, why don't you play blow your finger off roulette the way some people, how should we say it, fiddle with their fireworks. And but in Los Angeles, I believe it was, the bomb squad was called out because somebody had their own, well, miniature warehouse in a residential neighborhood. They were selling bootleg fireworks out the house. Yeah, they had 2.5 tons or more in the house. And, you know, the L.A. bomb squad brought their bomb vehicle, said disposal vehicle with their big circular dome thing on it that, you know, it's supposed to contain the blast. Well, I guess they just loaded it up. No word if the bomb squad is now staffed by diversity hires who got their jobs not because of a meritocracy or proving themselves in tests. No. Yes, you know, we're seeing the Darwinism of our systems today. It's crazy. It is. It's idiocracy. And man, it puts a new level of stupid on stupid. 12 people were injured. 9 of them cops, and the truck completely destroyed. If you get a chance, go on the internet and whatever you do, just search, you know, bomb squad fireworks blow up or something, man. I'm telling you, it was hilarious. It really wasn't, because man, it was pretty damn serious. And you know, they're going to have a lot of hearing damage over that. There's no doubt, no doubt about that, ladies and gentlemen. What else we got going on here? Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. So, fireworks, okay, in California. Of course, you know, California and the West Coast and Minneapolis has been one of the driving forces behind the defund the police, the Democrats, the liberals. circle jerk back past Psaki at the White House says that no, it's Republicans that are now defunding police because they won't sign on to a $1 trillion boondoggle bill. Another one. Or maybe they did already. Our government's so full of shit. Hell, their eyes are brown. Just look at them. Joe Biden, he's just full of shit. Because it's no doubt that Joe Biden has cauliflower brain. Yeah, and it is cooked, man. I'm telling you. In fact, when they say they're going to put Biden on the barbecue, they really mean they're going to put Biden's brains on the barbecue. I mean, they'll come down and say, oh, yeah, this is how good the propagandists and the mind controllers are. They were able not to put in a Manchurian candidate. They put in a frickin' vegetable. You can pick whatever vegetable you want, but I'm telling you, I prefer cauliflower. I guess because one, it looks like brain matter, and number two, it just stinks. That's why people smother it with cheese, I guess. Must suck. Yeah. Hey, did you hear? Legal marijuana in Virginia started yesterday. I'm legal now. All right. Oh. Son of a bitch. Do you know what else happened? You know what else happened? I'm illegal because I'm not going to take the experimental gene vaccination. I'm not going to be part of the experiment. And of course, the folks at the Veterans Hospital in Salem, Virginia keep pushing the vax. I keep getting notices or text messages or even letters. And, they don't want me to talk to them about their failure, the medical failure of the VA horse piddle system. Because let me tell you what, these dumb mother effers up there, it was strange how they got their shit together. After veterans were blowing their brains out in the parking lots trying to get help, the VA system did respond, and it got cleaned up some. But you know what? COVID allowed the creeping bureaucratic paperwork-pushing dirtbags to get control of the system again. Listen, micromanaging every system is nothing but communism and socialism. Believing that you can micromanage everything. You know, right now, if you look at inflation, oh, yeah, the Biden administration came out and said, well, oh, congratulations for us. All right. Yeah. You are 16 cents richer this 4th of July buying a meal. Yeah. I mean, listen, this must have come from Vegetable Joe himself, that things are better under Biden because the cost of your so-called 4th of July dinner, your hot dogs and your hamburgers, your baked beans and or whatever. They saved 16 cents, man. That's the reparations that the American people got. 16 cents on their 4th of July holiday meal. The celebrating the founding of this nation when people stood up and fought against tyranny, fought against, how should we say it, out of control government bureaucracy that was not only an ocean away, but the only way it could enforce anything was to have the corporations do its bidding Oh, do people seem to forget that on the 4th of July? That it was the corporations, the East India Trading Company in particular, that was in bed with the British government, that used the government to essentially, the tax collectors were the corporations. We had the same shit today. And our government's even more out of control. 4th of July. These sons of bitches are going to be lucky. It's not 4th of July every day that the American people are going to be pushing for freedom again. This corruption. And that's all it is, plain corruption, with the theft of the 2020 election, the rigging of Arizona, the failure to adequately, let's just say, audit signatures on ballots, even in Pennsylvania, where they did send out, 3.5 million ballots, and they got back 2.8. Those are facts, okay? Indisputable facts, okay? Giuliani may have embellished or talked about uncertain parameter, a number, whatever. I don't know. I don't care. What matters to me is, of those damn ballots that they did get back, the signature checks were out the window. They got the big flag. They got the big wave on. They didn't check jack shit. That's the facts that we know about. That the signature matching, the crux of the all of the mail-in balloting crap, that all of that boils down to having the signatures verified as being valid. And that was the first thing to go out the window. The most crucial piece of validating a person's identity and their ballot went out the window. Period. End of story. Everything else from there was just corrupted gravy down the river. And if anybody doesn't believe me, take a look at the New York City mayoral Democrat run primary. Where, 135,000 test votes were accidentally left in the system. And the system wasn't zeroed back to was as we tested the ballots. Were the machines zeroed? And then was everything in there? No. Look, they're mixed in now with all the other ballots. Because when you print up and pass through 135,000 quote-unquote test ballots, isn't that, how can you have confidence? You know, diversity hires matter. You can say they don't, but you can hire somebody because they're a man or a woman, because they run the rainbow flag up their ass, because they're right-handed, or who knows what their mental issues are. I mean, Rachel Levine, I guess. Oh, Dr. Dickhead there. Let's be honest, okay? Reality isn't what you make it. Reality is what it world is. You can pretend to be something. They call that acting. It doesn't make it so. It doesn't make it factual. Yeah. It's a sad state of affairs. An NBC news crew was doing an interview with the chief Oakland's violence prevention chief. And as they're 6 o'clock on the steps of some government building, the news crew is getting held up for its camera. Now, where they thought they might hawk this $50,000 or $100,000, you know, digital camera, I don't know. But there was private security pulled out their guns, and instead of just blasting away on the dipshits, they say, go away, go away. Police say, well, we don't know who they were. We're still looking for them. Yeah. You know, I always laugh, you know, what was one mistake that Bernhard Goetz made? Bernhard Goetz, you know, the geeky office worker guy that was mugged in the subways of New York. And, you know, the kids were trying to rob him with a screwdriver or a knife. I guess it doesn't really matter to me. They were trying to rob him. If they'd had his gun, they'd took his gun and robbed him again. Probably shot him then. But Bernhard Goetz pulled his gun out of his suit, out of his briefcase, and blasted away. Yeah. Of course, nobody asks what happened to those kids later. I was just thinking about that, and I wonder what happened to those kids. But that's the point, isn't it? Democrat cities are overrun with violence. Now, listen, this violence is about stealing anything that's not nailed down. And if it's not in your hood, you're not stealing from your own people. And if it's a business, oh, well, all businesses have insurance, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, these are how criminals think. They have insurance. So guess what happens? People think they can target them at will. And it doesn't cause them to lose money and then go out of business. It's like Walgreens leaving San Francisco and other areas of, how should we say, California. And it won't be long, and there probably are already roving, you know, carloads of people that crash mob. Or what would you call that? Crash lift a store when they all run in and they clean the shelves and they all run out. 10, 20, 30 of them. Evidently, that's been going on in Southern California. But that's not surprising. What really is another thing it's not surprising is that Trump's corporation and the guy who does this, their taxes, has been charged with some kind of tax crime. Does anybody really think that is surprising that the deep state scum suckers are doing their never-ending witch hunt for Donald Trump? To neutralize Donald Trump. Let's not lie to ourselves. Let's look at what the deep state has done during Donald Trump's campaign, during Donald Trump as president-elect, during Donald Trump as president, and then after president. The deep state scumbag uni-party machine. When Nancy Pelosi, when Piggy Pelosi goes in and goes down and tells, what's her name? Cheney, Liz Cheney. Oh, I defend Liz Cheney. She's one of us. Yeah, that's, you know, that's just, you know, that's just horse shit, right? I mean, anybody that defends Liz Cheney, you know, might as well defend Hog Collin. Yeah, you know, when it comes to Congress, I think it pretty much goes like this.
Well, Stan, my old man had a saying.
Yeah.
You walk through a locker room, you're going to see some dick.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you rip off enough people, eventually you're going to go to jail.
Well, thanks. That's really comforting.
Hey, I'm a crooked lawyer. I know I'm going to jail someday.
Yeah.
You don't see me crying about it.
And the truth shall set you free!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. Does anybody really think these politicians are going to get what they really deserve unless the American people band together and quit voting Democrat and Republican and enabling the parasites that are controlling the system? Every good con controls both sides of the con. They're getting you coming and they're getting you going. They're getting you a Democrat. They're getting you Republican. And until the American people pull their head out of their proverbial ass, they won't see fireworks. We'll be back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back to Crazy Ass Fridays on the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. Thanks for tuning in. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yes. Hey, have you heard? If you haven't heard, I'm getting ready to tell you, California is begging for more electricity. Hey, they almost starting to sound like Texas. Must be that new renewable power grid that they're trying to put in place. That's right. Now it leaves the state in the dark. I thought California was supposed to have good weather all the time. Well, evidently, they're running into some problems with some water generating plants, power plants, where, yeah, that's right. It's just not enough water in the rivers. Yeah, 6 months after the historic failure of the Texas power grid that collapsed, you know, renewable sources of electricity failed concurrently and drug the system and the entire network down. California, just a powerful liberal utopia, is making the same mistake. It's like a farting unicorn, ladies and gentlemen, that you have all these companies and all these corporations in California that are pushing for, you know, green energy, when they don't even really have the energy needs to meet what they're doing now. They've become the scapegoat. Of course, they're a scapegoat, all right. You know, it's everybody else's fault. You know, these politicians that blame everything on everybody else when what they're doing is the numbers of what they're pushing and trying to do are going to leave people in the dark. It's going to drive the cost of electricity and other types of energy to the roof. We're already seeing high prices of, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, gasoline. And if you're were wondering, those all those fracking wells that everybody was trying to abandon just a few years ago because they were so expensive and they needed $75 oil to make any money or make them profitable enough for people to operate. Now, because remember, that's the key. They have to be profitable enough to operate all of these electrical system grids and, of course, all of these fracking operations where gas and oil wells were essentially abandoned because, well, the company went bankrupt. There's 100,000 or more across the United States. They are an environmental hazard, but as oil goes up, they become a valuable asset. Here's another thing. You want to know how stupid the green energy system is? Green natural gas. That's right, natural gas in a green environment, so to speak. But environmentally efficient natural gas. Yes, it's a premium for the price. Think about that. Natural gas and, you know, this carbon neutral natural gas, I guess you could call it. And what do you got? Oh, you got one that's higher priced than the other, but they're supposed to be the same thing. Yeah. What do you think? They got a pipeline for each different grade of gas that they pump through the pipelines to get to the distribution centers? No, they block it off. They got, you know, they know when it stops and when it starts, and they just flip a valve automatically at the end of, you know, the other pipe. So, you know, there happens sometimes. But anyway, our government has effectively failed. We're taking the California model. This is the Democrat Party, okay? They're taking the fascist corporate Democrat model, okay, where, you know, they bring in a set of slaves that are under the regular American normal class. Those would be the illegal immigrants that Democrats claim we need to clean toilets and mow lawns because they need somebody to do it cheap. That's right, because Democrats have to save money. So they bring in, you know, stuff from, you know, they bring it in. Their workers from overseas, they allow them to come in over the fence. According to some news reports, 500,000 illegal immigrants are in the United States. According to numbers from the Border Patrol. However, what we know is the only half of the people who are essentially logged in at the border. That 50% of them are caught. So if they say 500,000 were at the border, that means essentially that there is another 500,000 that got through that aren't counted. Yeah, since Joe Biden's been president. Meanwhile, prepare for the third wave of propaganda. That's like a variant of bullshit. Delta variant, they say, is threatening to spoil Europe's summer tourism season. The UK government wants to, how should we say it, wants to increase the symptoms list to include fatigue, headache, sore throat, diarrhea should be added to the COVID symptoms checklist. So if you have any of these symptoms, you can be considered COVID positive. That's right. By extending the system list, we think we'll pick up about a third more cases. Yes, you know, when the number of cases drops and you have to figure out a way a way to produce more fake numbers, you expand the system list. It really is that silly. It really is that crazy. Meanwhile, a new study links acute chest pain in male soldiers to the mRNA vaccines. I got a clip here to play. I saw this earlier on Twitter, and I was like, holy shit. That was pretty much my words. This woman, her name's Dr. Jane Ruby, and this is part of a clip I found on Twitter, of a clip of a warning about a medical warning about the COVID vax, the killer vax, and the mRNA. You know, it's like the little cartoon I saw the other day, and the two rats were in the cage, and the one says, "Did you get the vaccine yet?" And the other one said, "No, they haven't finished testing it on humans yet." That's about right here. Listen to this.
And what they've come up with on myocarditis, and it's mostly young people, is that it's now about 1,700 cases in Israel per 50,000. That comes out to about one in 2,500. And in the world of medicine, that's a big number. Let me share with you the bombshell that I want everybody to know is that the FDA and the CDC and anybody else who's paying attention to the literature knew on December 21st, 2020, that the spike proteins, these jabs, because of the spike proteins, are responsible for cardiac damage. They directly compete with, as I've said before, the ACE2 receptor that is cardioprotective. And so they've known. We've sent you and your team the documents to prove that they've had this information out since December 20th. That's appalling. And they're still going to go forward with jabbing children 12 to 17. And I predict that we're going to see incredible numbers of myocarditis. It appears to be hitting younger people. Let me give you some of the facts. It's only the mRNA vaccines, the direct mRNA vaccines, which is Pfizer and Moderna. It's affecting males more than females. And it's the higher rates after the second injection. As you know, there are two-part injections. And the majority of cases are happening within the first 7 days. So this is very dangerous for this age group. I'd like everyone to barrage the CDC, the FDA. Let them know you don't want this EUA to extend to 12 to 17 year olds.
Yes, the FDA, the CDC, they knew. They knew, and they denied it, and people died. Look, when are these crooked sons of bitches going to be held accountable for their mass slaughter of American people? The Chinese sons of bitches that worked with the fraud Fauci and Deepak and the rest of those guys at the eco health whatever people. All of the doctors that wrote the letter and said, oh, there's no way it could have ever come from a lab. It's impossible. It's such not possible. Yet, when the truth comes out and the village freaking idiot can't be fooled anymore, and even the retards at CNN have to say, well, it might be from a lab. We have evidence. We have whistleblowers. That's the same shit that those crazy conspiracy theorists were talking about last year. While Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Congress was working to impeach Trump on Joe Biden's crimes in Ukraine. Yeah, we know where the Democrats' head was. They had Trump derangement syndrome. They only had Trump in their crosshairs. That's the only thing Democrats are worried about. Because they know Donald Trump if he would quit sucking the ass of the political class and bring in the outsiders that are essentially banned because they're whistleblowers that told the truth. That's the only way we're going to get our government back. We bring back the big whistleblowers. We let Julian Assange out of jail. We declassify and we give out all of the information where Adam Shitbird, Adam Shit from California, and he knew for years that Donald Trump was innocent, but he perpetrated a lie knowingly and willingly, and the political class ate it up. It was red meat for the socialist KKK Klantifa crowd, and let's not forget the big lying mother effers. You know, the Marxists at the BLM. Yeah, what'd they say the other day? Somebody said, oh, God, Mitch, Big Brother's watching you. I said, yeah, no shit. They're watching everybody. Anybody who might rock their boat. Anybody who might expose the deep state for their thought control of the American people using the media as the brainwashers of the systems of today. The KGB, the Stasi. They may have had great human systems, but they didn't have the technology like the Chinese Communist Party does. They've become the technological terrors of the 21st century. 1.5 billion people, 90% Han. People don't want to talk about what happens in China to the other 10% of minorities. They aren't treated very well. But nobody cares. The corporations don't care because they get cheap shit cheap. And they can sell it in the West for a good profit. That's the world that we live in today. A new style of colonialism. The plantation itself is offshore. It's in China. It's in Vietnam. It's in Malaysia. And it is the corporate parasites that have become the masters of the governments, at least in the West. China and Russia still maintain their political control of their own systems. Well, to a certain point they do, don't they? Yeah. It's the craziness, the idiocracy. So what else we got going on here? The doctor fraud, Fauci, now says there's two Americas, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, forgetting that every person that had COVID now has a natural immunity since they have recovered from COVID-19. This medical retardation, this medical division, this is the mindset of a racist and a bigot. This is the mindset of someone who wishes to divide and conquer, who uses identity politics. Dr. Fauci, like many other professionals, they may know and understand their topic of expertise, their subject of, well, let's just say, where they, person, has a in-depth knowledge. But next thing you know, these educated idiots, I guess is a better way to say it, or dumb some bitches, they believe that they have the brain power because they have an expertise in one field that they can pile it higher and deeper into the rest of us. That Dr. Fauci doesn't have a clue. Maybe he's not as smart as he thinks, or his experts are. Think that they can control the minds of the people using words and information. That stuff backfires. Now that Dr. Fauci, the fraud, has been busted working with the tech giants to censor anything that is not officially approved. Yeah. So they say 70% of the population has received one dose. I wonder why most of those people didn't get the second dose. The truth is, Dr. Fauci is a complete fraud. He is a technocrat. He went way past science. And now Dr. Fauci is just a doctor of political science and political dribble. He is responsible for the virus. Him, his funding, including the funding that's alleged that Bill Gates partnered with DARPA to fund a lot of the experiments at the Wuhan Virology Institute, which was run by the People's Liberation Army as a bioweapons research facility, and that everything done in that facility could be and had a, well, what do they call that? A potential to be a biological weapon. You know, I really didn't, you know, since Bill Clinton gave all the nuclear secrets to China and wasn't put in prison the way he should have been, the way John Bribum and his second fraudulency, Joe, these political scumbags at the top of our system, they are an embarrassment to America. All they say is America is for sale. It's just a question of the price. You can buy access to the American political system at the highest levels if you pay the right people. You can steal hundreds of billions of dollars in Ukraine. Burisma did. Gas rights, permits given to them by their own CEO, as he was a state actor at the time, and issuing permits. I mean, yeah. These are the people that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden worked for. Joe Biden got a bribe. He should be concerned, but he's not. Because like Hillary, he believes he's one of the political untouchables. Now the D.C. Attorney General subpoena Facebook as the escalating probe that's going into the misinformation about COVID, the vaccine hesitancy stuff, and the other stuff that Dr. Fauci had direct communications with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, so listen, these fraudsters are controlling what you see and you think. Social media, is the modern day brainwashing system that gets all the way into your subconscious. And then what happens is your conscious actively censors itself. So the only information that you get is what releases endorphins and gives you a little woody about Bernie or Kamala or Big Don. We'll be right back.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see me? Mama!
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or thereabouts. Okay, 2 minutes after. Come on down and join us at Revolution Radio. This is Crazy Ass Fridays on the Revolution in the Morning show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Come on down and join us on Revolution Radio, where you can get the straight truth. Not that mainstream bull poop, ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you are controlled on the left and on the right. They got you coming, they got you while they's looking at you, and they got you while you're going. That's right. Remember, they even tax the dead. They even tax the unborn, if you look at yourself and you think about it. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to change the world today. Just tell the truth in this time of universal deceit. The truth is out here. We can find it. We have access to more information than anybody in the history of mankind. Should we choose to use it in a rational and efficient manner to find the truth? Most people don't bother. They just go to ABC or CBS or fake Fox News or to their little favorite place where the confirmation bias is so thick that they walk right across it. They believe they're walking on water. Their words came down from the mountain. Yeah. That's the truth of the world that we live in. People are afraid to think and to find out the truth for themselves. They want somebody else to tell it to them. Guess it's not important. Our country, the future of humanity, this dystopian world that we're being sheep-dipped and walked into. I don't know why people seem to live with it. Must be world-class learned helplessness. Can you imagine a dog living in a cage that shocks his feet and that he can never escape from that shocking, from that low voltage tingling, the uncomfortable, unbearing, every minute of every day it's there. There is no relief from it. This is what essentially has happened to the American people. Maybe I just should say the people of planet Earth. They've been put into the boiling frog syndrome. And most of them don't even know the water is boiling. And they're still happy little campers. Yeah. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Oh, yeah, that was another clip. I don't know if I saved that clip or not. I played that clip. I was just looking through my tabs trying to organize some stuff here for us. Remember, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com. Come on down and catch us on iTunes or TalkStreamLive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp. Yes, if you get a chance, go over there to TalkStreamLive.com and click on our players over there, Studio A, and, of course, the Revolution in the Morning show. Yeah, that's me in the furry face over there. Pretty much back to that after the year and plus of COVID. Yeah. Let's get to news and information. Oh, I forgot one thing. The call in and listen line. You can call in and listen. 518-906-1839 for Studio A. If you come to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, right there at the top of the page are the call-in lines. Of course, don't forget to visit the archives. They're free. And catch the other shows that you've missed. Some of them are, well, somewhat politically explosive. Some are better than others because everything that I'm doing is expertaneous speech. I'm just reading through and looking at newsletters and news articles and gathering information as we go. That's right, Tropical Storm Elsa. We just got hit yesterday or last night with the remnants of another tropical storm that came shore and along the eastern shore of North Carolina just last week. Now we have Tropical Storm Elsa has formed Thursday morning over the Atlantic Basin and is quickly moving into the Caribbean and going to possibly hit South Florida by the end of the week. Or is it? Let's see. Bump, 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 bump. 8 a.m. Tuesday. It looks like it's going to skim across or really kind of scum come across Cuba. And by Tuesday, it's going to start coming north, or by Monday, I should say. It's going to make the hook north and hit along the inside of the Gulf Coast of Florida. That's projected path right now. Heavy rainfall as Tropical Storm Elsa's moving windward and southern leeward islands, including Barbados. Yeah, that's an interesting place, Barbados. Anyway, so just to let you know, we're already into this active hurricane season. So they suspect it should be west of Miami come Tuesday morning. Just a heads up for all you folks down there. And remember, the collapse of that building is just another example of the failure of big government. That was known to be a serious hazard, and nobody seemed to give a rat's ass. They just went on with their lives. They went on with whatever they could do and just screw everybody else. As long as the money kept coming in, they didn't care. Now, 140 people are still missing, believed dead, as, 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning pancake collapse of the building. People, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, they're sleeping. Most people probably died in their sleep. God bless them. Maybe. I don't know. That's sad, sad thing. Here's a sad thing. Bill Cosby's conviction. Everybody celebrated themselves as they put Bill Cosby away, America's dad, saying he's just a rapist and a pill pusher, and he got people and women screwed up on pills and then took advantage of them. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if he did. But when Bill Cosby was enticed into giving a deposition where he effectively did incriminate himself, there is no doubt. The truth is that was a deposition that was created under false pretenses. And that because one prosecutor says, well, I'm never going to use it. You can tell me whatever you want. I promise. I gave my word. Does it mean the next guy will or the next guy won't? So the conditions of Bill Cosby's deposition and then allowing people who were even sexual assaults that weren't included within the scope of the trial. I mean, there was a lot of things that were thrown in there. It was like a get Trumper thing, except it was get the Cosby. Okay. It was get Cosby. Okay. It's just like the get Trump crowd by any means necessary, by crook or by hook or by crook. We've got to get whatever we want done. That is how real totalitarian and fascism works, where there is no system of justice, where there's just us, and then there's them. Because remember, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, you know, the crimes of Hunter Biden out there with the pictures of his sexually explicit pictures of minors that are his relatives. That's some, you know, some serious shit. $25,000 spent on a hooker on three different credit cards. He got banged $8,000 something apiece, including the vice president of the United States emergency sunny gift card, I guess you could call it. Yeah, Hunter Biden paid for his Russian hooker with the vice presidential card. Could you imagine if Trump's son would have used some credit card attached to Donald Trump to pay for a Russian hooker? With Joe Biden, it's expected. With Hunter Biden, it's a given. They've done all, forgot about it, and covered it up. An obstruction of justice, another of dozens or hundreds that have been, well, created by the lack of honesty in our government. Bill Cosby, his conviction overturned by the U.S., by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. It's funny, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will overturn the conviction of Bill Cosby, but they cannot and will not stand up for the Pennsylvania state constitution and overrule Tom Wolf and his crazy Democrats. Meanwhile, Britney Spears has said, no, sorry, we can't remove your father as conservatorship. No, you demand that the conservatorship ends. You know, look, this is all part of Britney's failure to have decent legal advice and decent lawyers around her. They're all eventually getting paid by her money, either from her or from her daddy or the conservatorship. She told the judge she didn't even know she could petition to end the conservatorship. Well, how in the hell do you think it gets ended? She should just stop singing. She should void all her contracts. And of course, they would tell her she's crazy, that she's insane, that she has this great talent, and she must make them money with it. See, that's the thing, isn't it? Britney Spears must maintain her high-profile life, her shows, to make other people money while they control her life now for 13 years. Her testimony as the judge and the lawyer, her daddy's lawyer, put it back on the conservator, the personal conservator not the financial conservator that her father is. I mean, really. This is the conservatorship saying, well, it was the right hand and not the left hand. No, it was the left hand and not the right hand. Meanwhile, they're just masturbating the shit and making money hand over fist over with Britney's financial assets. That is a crime itself. Here's another crime. Richard Fry, Franklin County judge in Ohio. Ohio, Franklin County. Judge Richard Fry said last week that he included the jab, the death jab, as a condition of release in three cases after defendants attributed their unvaccinated status to procrastination, as opposed to philosophical, medical, or religious objections. Because you just haven't gotten around to it. The thing is, they're afraid to tell the judge they don't want the damn thing because they don't believe it will save them or help them. And in one case, one person had COVID, and the judge is still demanding that they get the vax. Hey, judge, quit being a goddamn retard. I mean, you would think this was from like some from the Babylon Bee or The Onion or some sarcastic, fictitious news outlet. No. This shit is real. One guy said he had to submit to random drug screening, avoid further legal trouble, return a firearm in question to its rightful owner, and obtain a COVID-19 vaccination within 30 days and provide proof to the probation department. ACLU lobbyist Gary Daniels said the requirement at minimum appears to be problematic. At minimum? The American Communist Liars Union? A minimum? You sorry sack of horse shite. It doesn't have any real relationship to community control. Listen, you dumb prick. When the poor bastard's heart is enlarged and he can't run from the cops and he's out there smoking meth or doing coke or doing some other drug and his heart blows up on him because it's already inflamed and endangered and... Oh, it's just another doper that overdosed. I'm glad I wasn't kneeling on him like George Floyd. Yeah, Fentanyl Floyd. Yeah, what if his death was really goes back to his vax or the fact that he had COVID? Nobody seems to think that that was any kind, you know, COVID kills everybody. I mean, you can fall out a window. Oh, you could be like the guy in, where in the hell was he? Did you hear about the guy that fell in the vat of soup and died? Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're cooking a big ass bowl of soup and it's so big that you fall in it, man, you better get some guardrails around that bitch. I'm telling you. Anyway, the guy died several days later because of, 80%. I think 80% of his body was covered with third degree burns. That's so, so sad, man. I'm telling you. And so here, he was cooking for a wedding festival, and he was making this massive bowl of soup, and they said he slipped and fell in, and then he rolled himself out. But you know, by then you're cooked, half cooked, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, what the hell is the matter with people in this world? In Baltimore, daycare worker pleads guilty to killing an 8-month-old baby, smothering it to death with its blanket. His little baby's feet kicked as she murdered the little white baby. Yeah, and she happens to be black. That just seems like a damn hate crime to me. But the daycare worker admitted that she, you know, murdered the little baby. I hope she got more than those girls that murdered the guy, Jack, in his car. Those teenage thuggets that were, yeah. Crazy stuff. Good. They sentenced her to 70 years in jail in Maryland. And man, crazy stuff, isn't it? Sad, sad thing. She said, "I'm sick of this little bitch." Must have been caught on the audio camera as she suffocated the little girl. Meanwhile, the LGBTQ event in Washington Square Park, as revelers proclaimed their pride. Yes, 66-year-old Nader Hassan running a hot dog cart in the park was told to swap his U.S. flag out for a rainbow banner. One bystander claimed Hassan used a homophobic slur, and he probably said, "F you, lesbo," or something along those lines, and said, "No." Anyway, he denied it. Of course, they say there's video of it. So, listen, if there's video of it, you know, what happened afterwards? That's right. The peaceful lesbians and queer and transgender pride people proceeded to beat him up and break his nose and smash his cart. Don't forget, since the COVID restrictions have been lifted, Washington Square Park has also been the site of rowdy all-night parties and illegal boxing matches. People are deciding to make money using the public space. Think about that. They're using the public parks as their offices, as their party places. It's bring your own booze. We'll sell you the drugs. We'll even have a band. And if the people around the park don't like it, we'll run them out of their own homes. Yeah. An Egyptian immigrant. Wasn't the other immigrant that was murdered by the little thuggets that stole his car, the Uber guy? Oh, and here this Uber guy was nice enough to give these little bitches a ride, and then they tried to steal his car instead of getting out of it. Meanwhile, loony liberal Robin DiAngelo is very disappointed in white people making her rich. Well, if she feels so bad, you know, my address is 770 Ramsey Lane, Henry, Virginia. She can cut me a check with as many zeros on it as she likes. And I won't mind. I won't complain. If she's upset about people supporting big lying Marxists, she can send the money to me. If she's so upset, I'll take the tax write-off. Just send it on over. Does anybody need free money besides the government? It's a grant. Thank you for those grants. We'll be right back. $50 bills. That's a grant. Thank you.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
In Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah!
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. It's crazy as Fridays. And well, nothing could be crazier than this. You know, here in Virginia, they have freed the weed. That's right. Marijuana now legal since July the 1st. Of course, you have a plant growing. You're supposed to tag the owner's name and address and blah, blah, blah. I mean, really? Meanwhile, the United States is one of our fastest Olympic sprinters. 21-year-old Shelly Ann Fraser Price has been, American champion Shakari Richardson. Shakari Richardson cannot run in the Olympic 100-meter race after testing positive for a chemical found in marijuana. Richardson won the 100-meter at the Olympic trials with 10.8 seconds June 19th and told of her ban Friday on the Today Show. She tested positive at the Olympic trials, and so her result is erased. Fourth place finisher Gina Pardini is expected to get Richardson's spot in the 100. Richardson accepted a 30-day suspension that ends July 27th, which would be in time to run in the women's relays. USA Track and Field has not disclosed plans for the relay. Come on. Because she smoked some weed. This is crazy. Since when is marijuana considered a performance-enhancing drug? The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency makes clear on its website that all synthetic and naturally occurring cannabinoids are prohibited in competition, except for cannabinoidal CBD, a byproduct that is being explored for possible medical benefits. While not weighing in on her prospects for the relays, she put out a statement and said, "Situation is incredibly unfortunate and devastating for everyone involved." She says she's just going to focus on herself. I mean, this is just crazy. This is idiocracy. Her case is the latest number of doping-related embarrassments for the U.S. track team, which, you know, listen, if you're smoking weed, that's not an embarrassment. That's only an embarrassment to the dumb sons of bitches who are putting in the policies. I mean, if I was putting in the policy that, oh yeah, man, marijuana and the cannabinoids are performance enhancing drugs, that means that they make your performance better, but in contradiction to what the people that say you're not supposed to do drugs say or smoke marijuana say. You know, the Olympic team is saying, man, it increases your performance. It makes you better. That's why we're banning it. But the government says, well, it hurts you. It grade you. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, but I think they're both wrong in different aspects. I think the Olympics are right that it does enhance your performance at times. However, I think that the other way on the other shoe, you know, at the same time, the Olympics are allowing men to compete as women. I mean, that's not a very, you know, kind of base policy there of science. I mean, men are men and women are women, and just because you change their testosterone levels doesn't change their physical attributes that allow them to compete in a better, stronger, more open, what do you want to call that, field in a game. Yeah, it's idiocracy that this woman be kicked out of the games. Well, as I was talking earlier about Tropical Storm Elsa, news coming in just off the weather radar stuff. That's right. Elsa has officially become the first hurricane in the Atlantic in the 2021 season. That's right. Hurricane Elsa. Now, not Tropical Storm Elsa. Yeah, it's racing west at a blistering 28 miles an hour this morning. Wow. Let me see. Got rid of that one. We got to dump that one. Oh, here's one for you. Richard Branson will beat Jeff Bezos into space as Virgin Galactic announces that July 11th, a week after the 4th of July, that they will have their inaugural liftoff and send people into space or a low space orbit. Bezos begged for money, probably got money from the United States government in the bailout packages. Yeah, remember when Jeff Bezos, well, my Virgin Airlines is dying. I need a bailout. I need money. I need so I can send myself into space. Go suck an egg, Jeffro. I mean, these billionaire grifters that we have today. You ever notice that they've gotten the biggest bailouts from the government? It's trickle down, chump change, and they're all big guys standing in the head of the line with their super nets scooping up all the cash drops from the government. Two pilots, Branson and three other people, will fly into space. And remember, while he claims that this is private, let's not lie to ourselves. These corporations, the government built them up to where they are, and the government is essentially funding them, whether it's Bezos, whether it's Branson, whether it's the rest of the corporate dipshits in the world. Yeah. Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg charged 15 counts of alleged tax fraud. He finally came out with all of the supposed information. The indictment alleged the company and Weisselberg orchestrated a scheme to funnel more than $1.7 million in untaxed indirect employee compensation to longtime executive beginning 2005. Prosecutors said the Trump Organization failed to properly report the payments to tax authorities. That's what they got. They got some tax stuff for bonuses. The scheme allowed Weisberg to make pension contributions. Yeah. So these big rich guys hid money in places the IRS was upset that they couldn't tax, I guess. Remember in California, in one location, they now requiring gun owners to have insurance policy on the gun itself. So I guess it's like an SR-22 for a gun, that the gun is always covered, but you know, somebody's got to pay that bill. I mean, I was laughing about this. I mean, in California, so they're going to charge people that a fee and insurance to have a gun, so they'll be responsible for the carnage that the gun creates, right? What does that mean when people are caught without guns? Are they held for tax crimes of not holding insurance to cover that gun? Will all the poor people and all of the thugs and everybody else, or are these assholes just going to go door to door with their list and ask, well, can I see your insurance policy for your gun? If you don't have one, you have to release it right now. This is what, I mean, you laugh, but these are how these totalitarian dickweeds are going to work. Romania's Black Sea Petromedia refinery suffers an explosion. Reports of an explosion at a Romanian oil refinery on the Black Sea. Early indications, two people were hurt. Looks like a pretty big billow of smoke blowing up out of that thing. Of course, NATO and Russia are kind of squaring off in the region. Yeah. The Virgin Galactic shares went up 33%. As he set his July 11th blow up date, will this blow up and will it make it back to Earth safe? I guess that's the real $1 trillion question, isn't it? Hey, here's one for you. Ukraine blames Russian blackmail for Europe's full fuel prices, natural gas. Hitting a high, all-time high. Remember Gazprom. Remember the oil and gas pipeline that they were trying to stop, that is going from Russia, cutting out Ukraine, and going directly to Europe. That was the whole idea behind it. It was to cut Ukraine because Ukraine keeps stealing natural gas. It keeps stealing oil. It keeps stealing petroleum. The Ukrainian national, their gas transmission system operator, Sergei Malgov, was reported saying that they should not continue this blackmail by Gazprom with prices. Gazprom is working to move around Ukraine because they don't want to fund the Western Nazi-backed Nazis in Ukraine with their oil dollars, as Ukraine wants a transit fee. After all, they owed them billions already. The U.S. Supreme Court has opened the door for nationwide ballot harvesting bans. Bans, that's right. Voting 6-3, the court rejected Democrat claims that Arizona laws, which ban ballot harvesting, in which third-party activists can collect ballots and return other people's ballots, or another law which invalidates votes cast in the wrong precinct. They do not violate the 1965 Landmark Voting Rights Act, according to Bloomberg and the U.S. Supreme Court. That's right. So ballot harvesting. Listen, ballot harvesting is happening, and it's a crime in many places, particularly when the facts that we are seeing nursing homes that have a traditional maybe 20-25% return rate for balloting, for ballots, for votes, ballots, right? And then up to the 90% now. And in many places, you know, you're talking 200-300 people, 400-800 different facilities around a city like Atlanta, Georgia, maybe. Yeah. People that don't have the mental capacity to vote are being voted for, are voting via ballot harvesting. I believe that's another major problem that you will see. Remember, in Arizona, they threw out signature matching. There was a big discrepancy about the people that actually voted, where they were legal to vote or not, illegal immigrants and felons and people of, you know, that had moved and changed, moved to different states. And now all of a sudden they came back because then to vote, it's crazy. Democrats argued that Arizona laws disproportionately affected voters of color, claiming an example that's particularly useful in the state's Native American population because polling places can be very far away and mail service isn't always reliable. So they're saying that the U.S. mail is not reliable. How could it be reliable enough to deliver their ballot to start with? Remember, in Arizona and some states, Democrats were caught having lotteries for people who ballot harvested. You know, if you could, they could collect your ballots. They would put you in a list of one in 10 chance of getting a $500 gift card from Walmart or some crap. All for your participation. You know, you get a $50 gift card and you get put in for another drawing for a bigger gift card, which magically you always seem to win. Yeah, listen, this is just more bribery in the American political system. Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, you know, the ballot buying in the Somali communities. That's fact. You know, Project Veritas. You know, that's verified fact. Democrats are scared shitless because they know they ran a shoddy workshop, so to speak, a shoddy shop in their electioneering of taking care of the ballots before, during, and after the election, and that they know that they did not have appropriate controls of the ballots. They know that there are massive discrepancies and they don't care. They're there to count a piece of paper. It's like shit through a goose. And when you have a recount, an official government recount, you just shoot the same shit through the same goose to see if it comes out the same color. This is essentially the auditing systems that are used today when they have a ballot, when they have an election audit. And those should be that. How can you count accurately the same second time when you couldn't count it accurately the first time? This is another reason why audits the way the Arizona audit was run need to be put into place, because those that are trying to cheat and rob the system, they know exactly what to expect of how an audit, how a recount, and how everything is supposed to work. When you have a different type of audit, that is a cross-reference audit, with all of the data and all of the information and a complete examination of the ballots, a good forensic photograph of that ballot. When you take those things and then you cross-reference it all, what you find are these massive discrepancies of 1,000 cuts, 1,000 fake ballots here, 10,000 there, and in areas where people don't expect them, mostly because Democrats are more active in our political system, in our local government and election systems. People may not realize it, but that's just the truth. Democrats do care about democracy. They care about our country. However, you cannot coddle a citizen or a person and expect them to be more responsible. The more you coddle people, the more you bow to their every whim, the more you make it easier for people, the more dependent they become on you or your system, whatever, however you want to frame it. The gilded cage that we live in today, fat and happy, you know, anybody can really get food stamps and help of all kinds of that is needed today. The only thing that stops someone from embracing this system of grift is their own integrity. And today, people are encouraged to throw their own integrity out the window. It truly is a world of crime and grift. Yale University has said, we're going to, because of Geffen. Yes, that's right. Geffen, the singer, artist guy. He gave $150 million so they could have free tuition at Yale University. Yale University has an endowment of 20-some billion dollars. I mean, does anybody, a $29.3 billion endowment at Yale University, that's how much they have in the bank and all their different funds and all this other stuff. And we're supposed to have, we're supposed to publicly fund the people that go to this university. Stanford, $26 billion. Yeah, number two on the list, the University of Texas system, $30 billion of value in that system. Harvard, $38 billion endowments. And the sons of bitches are sucking the government dry? Why are these universities? The University of Pennsylvania, Princeton, MIT, you know, with $16 billion in endowments. Texas A&M University System, $13 billion in endowments. And they're still sucking the government dry of student loans and everything else. That's because these big educational behemoths have become parts of the institutes of control. Just like the NSA and the CIA, the fifth column of the media that we have today, you have to have a public brainwashing system that is well funded. Look at these colleges and universities, the one of the best schools in America, the 100 richest with the endowments that they have. Yeah, it's grotesque. Have a great weekend. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Revolution Radio.
Oh, join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday.